here for all the listeners at Radio Soul FM. This is Darren from ICVD. Welcome. Please talk about who you are, how do you come to treat with CBD, and what is it about? ICBD.
Okay, so my name's Darren. I am the founder of ICBD Global, which I created 5 years ago due to being in a very poor state of health. I was 50 kilos. I couldn't move from my bed. I was in extreme pain. I was taking pharmaceuticals from the doctor, morphine tablets, fentanyl patches, diazepam tablets, anti-inflammatories, steroid tablets. And I felt that the drugs from the doctor were making my condition worse. My friend with multiple sclerosis recommended that I tried CBD. So I tried it. For me, it worked better than any of the pharmaceuticals. However, at this point, I do want to make it clear that ICBD is a we sell products that, yes, we do believe they improve people's health. They have lots of benefits. However, we cannot make any medical claims about our products. Our products are registered cosmetics in Spain, so they are for topical use only. And the products in the UK are registered food products with the Food Standards Agency of the UK government. This is due to the law. So people use our products cosmetically in Europe and as food in Spain. Our products state this on the packaging, that how to use this product, but we are hearing lots of feedback, and lots of clients are telling us they don't use our products as cosmetics and they use them under their tongue, especially the drops, because they find that's the best way. However, when people ask us, we have to tell them the products are for topical use only. In England, because it's a food, everyone puts it under their tongue and they get the best benefits. All of the products are the same and they are all made in the same laboratory, which is a certified laboratory in the United Kingdom. Our cannabis is grown legally with a license in Guernsey, which is a small island between France and England. And we also have an extraction license in Guernsey to extract all of the oil from the whole plant, meaning we can extract from the flowers of the plant, but UK law states if you extract in the United Kingdom, you can only extract from the seed, which is a hemp seed. You are not allowed to grow marijuana, which some of our oils are extracted from. However, it's legal marijuana with a THC content of under 0.03. So our products have helped hundreds of people to date with many different issues, going by our customer feedback on Trustpilot.com, where we have 185 five-star reviews. We haven't had any negative reviews in 5 years, apart from one lady who said she didn't receive an email from us and it had gone into her junk folder. So we pride ourselves on customer service and helping people the best we can. We are a non-profit organization. We don't want to make money from people. However, we have to take a living wage to survive. It's a family-run business, and me and my partner have both gone through a similar experience in life where we got very unwell with our health and we nearly lost our lives. We become very physically and mentally unwell. These products, along with a healthy diet, we are both vegan, we are practicing yoga and meditation. With the beauty of Fuerteventura and the paradise beaches and the sunrises and the sunsets, I've been able to heal myself with nature. I'm now 65 kilos. I fluctuate between 60 and 70 kilos, but that's much better than 50 kilos. I'm 42 years old. So to have things improve my health at this age, when I drank alcohol for many years, I smoked cigarettes, I ate lots of bad food in bad restaurants on a regular basis, and that, along with a lot of stress, that's why I got very sick, in my opinion. I nearly had a breakdown. I do believe we're told to eat the wrong food. I don't think we should be eating most of the food we're told to eat. And I also don't believe in pharmaceuticals. I don't believe why anyone believes in pharmaceuticals, because if you have a look on the US government website where pharmaceuticals originated from, they now fully admit that the third leading cause of death in the United States and Europe is pharmaceuticals. So they admit that they're creating a product which kills us or makes us sick. They average 70 side effects, pharmaceutical drugs. And unfortunately, even the cannabis pharmaceuticals, which they're now using, they are either fake cannabinoids, synthetic cannabinoids, cannabinoids not from the cannabis plant, or the ones that they use the cannabis plant, they add other ingredients which are negative, in my opinion, on the human body. Our products are 100% natural. We don't use preservatives, additives. We only use organic, vegan ingredients, ethically sourced. We are vegan not just for our health, we also care about animals as much as we do humans. And we also provide our products for animals, because humans, animals, and some plants have an endocannabinoid system or a cannabinoid system. Plants more a cannabinoid system, humans an endocannabinoid system, and that means we have receptors for the cannabinoids in the cannabis plant. They found on paper, this is, maybe it was hundreds of years ago, but on paper, they found in the 1980s, we had an endocannabinoid system. It's a very major part of our neurological system, our immune system. Our hormones work from this system. We have lots of regulations in the body, our homeostasis. I have a big list I could reel off to you of the things that our endocannabinoid system help with. So we are constantly, like plants and like animals, humans are constantly creating cannabinoids naturally in the human body. These help to regulate or manage the immune system, nervous system, hormones, mood, pain, spasms, motor control, heart rate, homeostasis, blood sugar, inflammation, seizures, pH levels, so your acid or alkaline levels of your body, memory, sleep, stress, and so much more. So how we believe our products work is by getting your body to create more cannabinoids naturally, as well as your body using the cannabinoids we put into us or onto us. So it's not the cannabis doing all the work, it's also your body. Cannabinoids are in breast milk. It's been scientifically proven that cannabinoids are in breast milk. They are in sperm. They are part of the ovulation process. They are part of the reproduction process. And without cannabinoids being in breast milk, it's been stated by some scientists that the babies can die without the cannabinoids because of their sucking reflex, because of their hunger. The cannabinoids help the baby to get hungry. They also help with pain relief, inflammation, hormone balance, viruses. It was scientifically proven in Oregon State University 2 months ago. If you consume the cannabinoids that are in our products on a regular basis, your cells of your body create a film which prevents viruses, including COVID-19, from entering the cell. This study was announced on Forbes News. They backtracked a little bit over the next few days because I don't think the pharmaceutical industry was very happy that we may not actually need vaccines to prevent viruses. Maybe we just need the cannabis plant. However, once again, not medically trained, but these are studies that you can find on the internet if you have a look. They found cannabinoids in breast milk 20 years ago. And what I don't understand is why I've never heard about this in school. I've never heard about this in the newspapers, on the main TV channels. Why? Why are we not given this information? I'm that's a bit about me and ICBD, and just my reasons for doing this is, yes, I need to survive. I also want to help people have the best quality of life like I now have, thanks to ICBD products, which I originally created for myself to have an alternative to drugs from the doctor, which I felt were making me more sick. And I've never been to the doctor since I started taking CBD, not one appointment. And my health is the best it's been in probably 20 years, not just since I started getting sick. CBD products don't get you high. They are still psychoactive. So when people say THC is psychoactive, and CBD is not psychoactive, it's nonsense. Mm-hmm. They are both psychoactive, and all of the cannabinoids in the cannabis plant are psychoactive. That doesn't mean you feel high. It means it's working some magic in your brain, in your neurological system, like I said, in your immune system. So for me also, I started using cannabis at a very young age. It helped me very much. I have ADHD. I wasn't diagnosed till I was 37. So 5 years ago also, when I was having a breakdown and very sick with my health. I used THC and on a regular basis until I tried CBD, and I found I got all of the benefits from the cannabis plant from what I used to get from smoking cannabis or eating cannabis without being high, which for me was absolutely amazing because I didn't want to be high. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be in reality, but I also had some damage of some kind from when I was a child, which for me, I also feel it's vaccine damage. I feel my ADHD came from a vaccine. My mum also says there was a change in me after my vaccine when I was a child. And from research I've done, this has happened to hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people, that are damaged from vaccines. So I started using cannabis from the age of 12. And because I was having behavioral problems at school from the age of 9, I was having problems at home. I didn't fit in your regular crowd of people. But cannabis changed all of that. It made me more sociable, more confident around people. And I really enjoyed the feeling of cannabis when I was young. It helped me overcome some trauma and forget about some things and feel more happier and to eat more food because always had a problem eating. And if you think about it, it does just that. We get hungry when we get high. We have a better sleep when we get high. We laugh when we get high. We love everyone.
I've never tried.
But it's the truth. You know, go back to the hippies.
Yeah.
Were the hippies all fighting each other? Or was they all loving each other? It was all about love. Woodstock in the 70s, love. They took LSD and mushrooms and cannabis. And they was demonized by the governments. And we have to ask ourselves, how is love and happiness and kindness being demonized? The cannabis plant is completely demonized by pretty much every government in the world. And based on scientific evidence, they can't hide it anymore. They've tried their best. And for me, CBD is the key to cannabis being legalized in some kind of way. Yes, but you don't get high. So in England, it's a food product. There's no age restriction for CBD products. They are food products. They're not a medical product. Mm-hmm. They're not an alcohol or a tobacco product. It's just a food. So there's no age limit. And there are lots of children now using cannabis for things like autism and epilepsy and seizures. And it's very promising that we've now got products all over the world, cannabis products all over the world that give you benefits without getting you high. So if, you know, it sounds terrible. Why would you want to get a child high if you don't need to and give them a CBD that does the same thing? So, yeah, I mean, this is a complete world change. This is going to change the world. Not our products, everyone's CBD products that cares about people's health. Unfortunately, a lot of CBD companies make their products to make money. They have also negative ingredients for the human body. Our products in England, the people that put them in their mouth, some of them don't really enjoy the taste. Some of the products are pretty tasteless. And like in Spain and Fuerteventura, we can only advise people to use them cosmetically by law. So, but also you absorb the cannabinoids transdermally into the skin. So, however, I must make it very clear, there's no law to state that somebody can't go and buy a CBD oil and then put that oil in their mouth. Because CBD oil products are legal throughout Europe and the United Kingdom. And there's the law, the only law involved for me regarding advice to my clients is the products are for topical use only. Mm-hmm. I do. They're completely safe in England for people to put in their mouth because they're food products. But they are edible cosmetics. They've always been edible cosmetics. So we have a face cream. We have a massage oil. We have a lip balm. We have a cooling balm, which is it warms your skin and then it goes cold. And then you have some real nice muscle pain relief and inflammation relief. Mm-hmm. But once again, that's just going by my experience and other clients' experience. I can't make medical claims that it is. I haven't scientifically proven that my products are reducing pain or inflammation. However, for me, it helped very much, and for our clients, they help some of them very much. Haven't spoke to them all, so I don't have all the feedback, but the ones I have spoke to, I've only have positive feedback. We then have a range of oils. The oils can be used in England under your tongue, and in Spain, they can be applied topically. We have capsules, which once again in England, people swallow them or use them as cosmetics. So they'll open the capsule and put it on their skin. In Spain, we can only advise you to open the capsule and put it on your skin. The range of oils we have, I think, 9 different CBD oils. 5 are pure CBD.
What are the differences between these oils?
Thank you, yes. So 5 are pure CBD, 0 THC products. They just have 2 ingredients, which is a CBD isolate, which is from organically grown cannabis, and it has C8 MCT oil, which is pure caprylic acid from coconuts, from organically grown coconuts. Also, they're vegan coconuts, meaning monkeys don't go up the trees and get the coconuts that are tied up with chains, because you have to bear that in mind with the coconut industry as well, that it's not all humans taking the coconuts from the tree. They also abuse animals to take the coconuts off the tree. So we have to ethically source our MCT oil and our coconut oil to, as a vegan product, because we are veganic certified, meaning we are vegan and organic. Our products are all vegan and organic. So the 9 oils, the 5 we have pure CBD and 0 THC with the 2 ingredients. They come in a 4 of them come in a 10 milliliter bottle in 4 different strengths. So we have a 7%, which is iCalm 7, 11%, which is iCalm 11, 22%, which is iCalm 22, and a 33%, which is iCalm 33. So they are percentages, the exact amount of CBD content, which has been fully lab tested to prove we have that amount of cannabinoids in our products. So if you go to our website, icbdglobal.com, you will see all of the lab certificates next to all of the products. So the other, we do 4, that's called the iCalm range, so they're 4 10 milliliter bottles. We then have the iAnimal. This is also with the 2 ingredients, the C8MCT oil, which is pure caprylic acid from coconuts, and the CBD isolate, which is basically 99.9% CBD. It's been tested for heavy metals, for pesticides, for cannabinoid content. There is nothing in this apart from the hemp plant. Very, very safe and also organically grown, so there was never any pesticides used in the first place. The iAnimal is a 50 milliliter bottle. It has 22,000 milligrams of CBD, which makes it 44% CBD. So it's a very strong CBD content. If you have one drop, it's 22 milligrams of CBD, which most companies recommend you don't even take that much in one day. So you could have half a drop or one drop as a maximum per day, going by what other CBD companies recommend. We recommend to people to have between 20 and 200 milligram a day, depending on what they're trying to achieve with the product. And it also depends on weight and tolerances, and it could be so many different factors to how much CBD you actually need. I've seen big men, 120 kilos, have a small amount and they sleep like babies all night. I've also had very tiny people have that amount and they don't get enough. So it's, they still feel it. Everyone feels, you can feel the CBD, you can feel it working. Like I say, it doesn't get you high, but you feel it. If you're tired, it'll tell you to go to sleep. It doesn't make you sleepy, but you'll feel a bit tired in your eyes. But then when you catch up on sleep, it will help you focus. So actually it works for me like a coffee. And if you study cannabinoids and how they work in the brain, yes, they should make your brain work better, more focused, more concentration, work faster. Actually, your neurons flying around a lot faster. So, that's how it works with the strengths, the doses.
Yes.
And then we have four other oils, which are whole plant extract oils. They are from the marijuana plant, legal marijuana, like I said, grown with a license in Guernsey. So all the products are, all the marijuana and cannabis is from Guernsey, and all the products are made in the UK. So these products are legal in the UK, but we couldn't make them and grow everything in the UK to be legal because of the extract license and the growing license. You can't get it very easily. So they are fully legal products. The THC content is a trace amount. There is THC inside, but a trace amount. Once again, all lab tested. If in doubt, you can have a look on the website to see all the lab certs, and they're under 0.01 or 0.001%. Some of them have zero THC, even the whole plant extract products, because it's diluted. We dilute the extract. So the extract content, when it's extracted, is around 14 to 20% CBD and under 0.03% THC. So that's how the oil, that's how the plant is. And then we dilute that with oils like hemp seed oil, apricot kernel oil. We use lime oil, lemon oil, MCT oil, the caprylic acid from coconuts. It's called C8 MCT oil. Strawberry seed oil, and the reason we use all these oils is because they are full of nutrients and vitamins and minerals, and so we don't just in the iAnimal and iCalm range, they are just two ingredients because they're tasteless. They don't taste of anything. It's just easy for an animal or a younger person to absorb. And you know, for the taste, you don't want strong taste for animals or younger people, because they don't like it. So so we've tried to improve the taste a little with the lemon and lime oil, but the lemon and lime oil also have nutrients, so they have also benefits for your health. We also, sorry, I forgot two ingredients we include in our whole plant extract. Tinctures and whole plant extract capsules. We use turmeric, which is curcuma, and we use black pepper, which actually makes the curcuma work in your body a lot better and for a lot longer. So if you combine the two together, yes, you get many more benefits. Help with inflammation, you know, turmeric helps with inflammation, turmeric and black pepper help even more with inflammation. So the reason they have so many different oils in is because, like I say, I designed these products myself when I felt like I was on my deathbed. I felt like I was going to die, my food did not digest in me at all. I had no digestion system, and I had to get some minerals into me, some vitamins into me, some cannabinoids into me, and nutrients into me. I couldn't absorb anything from food because it wouldn't digest. So it's like I had no stomach acid and my bowels just didn't work. My body just got rid of the food, how it went in. And these products started to put nutrients into my body based on the ingredients we use. Because the product I've used the whole way through, which I still use now on a daily basis, is iChill XL. So the iChill range is the whole plant extract range, and the iPill range is also the whole plant extract with all of the same oils. However, it's in a capsule. We originally put it in a capsule because of people didn't like the taste of the oils, but also people use the capsules as cosmetics. So it's nice for them to get all of the benefits of the other oils transdermally, which you absorb the nutrients through the skin in Europe, and you absorb the nutrients under your tongue. However, in England, in the United Kingdom, people do get better results than the people in Europe that only use the products cosmetically. So I think from people's research, that's why they tell us they use the products orally, because that's how it tells them to use it. Most people use it on the internet for the best results. However, like I say, we can't advise that to you directly. We can only advise you to use it topically.
So there is one question that's coming urgently. Using these products, CBD,